I bet you can find fish sausage flavored ice cream in Japan.
I'd be surprised if you couldn't.
Yeah. Probably in a vending machine somewhere.
Next to the underpants.
Yeah. Well, where do you think the flavoring comes from?
Superhero Time with your hosts, XV.
Good news, it's a suppository.
Hey, Mickey.
I-R-R-R-R.
Paladin.
And Horse.
And Fort Max.
I'm a minivan.
Showtime!
It's Superhero Time. We've recovered from our week off of doing your mom, and we're back with all kinds of news that's piled up in the meantime.
We've had lots of penicillin.
Yeah. I think first and most importantly this week is Samurai Forever, and it really will be forever.
Samurai Forever.
Rangers together.
It will be Samurai Forever at Walmart when they get pallets full of the first wave of Samurai toys that will never, ever sell. But yes, the Samurai toys are starting to come out at Walmart.
That's not entirely fair, because the Mighty Morphin toys actually did seem to sell. I mean,
For a little while, anyway.
They didn't get solid pallets of those first wave, though, did they?
Well, that's true. But, I mean, even the stuff that's been coming out here recently, the second wave figures, they seem to disappear at a pretty steady clip.
I think that's because all of five of them ever came out.
No, because I've seen stores restock.
Are you sure people didn't just, like, return them?
Well, no, I'm not certain about that.
You know what's funny, though? At the Walmart here, the only Power Rangers toy that's around right now is one second wave Pink Ranger.
You should buy it and give it a good home.
No.
Oh.
No. But at Big Lots, they're starting to get in some of the Power Rangers leftovers. Just on Friday, I saw the set with the Ghost Trini in it.
Yeah, and they've got a two-pack set of the red and black accessory Zords.
Yeah, for like $20, I think.
Yeah.
The Mastodon one actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, but is that more expensive than what they cost individually? I don't remember.
It's certainly not any less than what they cost individually. Which, I mean, really defeats the point of being Big Lots.
Yeah, their prices aren't really that low anymore, I've noticed.
Not on stuff like that, no.
Not as low as your mom's prices.
Right.
In fact, some prices are actually considerably higher than what they used to be at regular retail.
Like the Transformers Scouts.
Or their Robot Heroes, which they charge $7.50 for now.
They're charging $7.50 for Robot Heroes?
Yeah, seriously.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, Big Lots. I can't complain about Big Lots too much, though. Because when I was there on Friday, I got a time-lost Dr. Wily's Lab playset for $12.
Seriously?
Yes.
What?
Take pictures of that, because I've never even seen one of those before.
Oh, you can find pictures on eBay of people selling theirs for like $60 each.
How much was it?
I paid $12.
Nice.
Yeah.
You going to keep it or sell it and try to turn a profit?
Well, since I don't have any other Jazzwares Mega Man figures, the profit idea seems a little more logical to me at the moment.
Go show pictures of it to Wingus and see what he offers you.
I'll have to keep that in mind for later. But yeah, the Power Rangers Samurai toys are coming out now, which is pretty much just right on time for how these things usually start showing up.
True.
Just in time for last-minute Christmas shopping.
I don't remember. Is this when the Power Rangers G2 started showing up last year?
I don't know. Did anybody pay attention?
November, I think.
I seem to recall RPM came out about this time.
Yeah, and Jungle Fury before it. Late November, early December. We might be a couple weeks late this time, but, you know, it's pretty much spot on. It's not like they're coming out in February or something.
Yeah, I'm impressed that their Ranger weapons have painted details on them.
Do they have painted details, or are they molded in color?
Well, though, they're all two-tone. I mean,
okay, then I guess there would be either paint or multiple parts.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's paint just from the looks of things. Because the yellow's weapon has got black blades, and the pink weapon has got like a silver stripe through the fan.
Well, that would be a first, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's
at least in recent memory.
Right. I can only guess that the back of them has no paint because I don't see any pictures from the backside.
Well, you know, the backside doesn't really exist.
It does on your mom.
If you can't see it from the packaging, it doesn't exist. Or something. I don't know.
Yeah. The packaging looks pretty nice, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of
it's flashy.
Exciting looking.
Yeah, it's flashier. I don't think it'll help, though.
And what I'd like to know is why the Ranger figures are called Mega Rangers.
Because they press 335. Well,
maybe it's a new size scale. Like, the basics are called Megas for Bandai.
That sounds like something Bandai would do.
Because it makes you think they're bigger than what they are.
Just like Bandai itself.
Yeah. Well, to look at the size of the Ben 10 section at any given store, they certainly give the impression of being pretty big, don't they?
Yeah, the Ben 10 stuff seems to take up, like, an infinite amount of shelf space somehow.
Yeah.
Like, it may just be 4 feet, but it seems like it just stretches on and on like a hall of mirrors.
It has incalculable depth, too.
Like your mom.
Yeah. Well, that would be thickness, not necessarily depth. She's kind of shallow.
Yeah, your mom's shallow.
Now you've made me lose my train of thought. Apparently the Automorphin style figures are out too, but nobody thought to take a picture of them. Bad fans.
Well, these are Ranger fans we're talking about. We're not terribly bright.
Well, we are, but...
No, we're not. We're here.
Yeah, if we were bright, we probably wouldn't be doing this.
It's a relative scale.
Your mom's relatives are on scales.
And breaking them.
Oh, the Megazord's out now.
Yeah, with the Corgizord, was it?
Yeah.
Or was
it looks
dachshund?
Nice.
Was it a Corgi or a Dachshund? I forget.
I said it was a Corgi.
According to some guy on Ranger Board, it's a Corgi.
Well, of course it's according to somebody on Ranger Board, because there is no other place for Power Rangers fans.
And because it makes no sense.
Well that's why I like calling it a Corgizord better. Corgi sounds funnier, and it makes even less sense. So
it's been spotted in North Carolina, which is close to Tennessee, which is pleasing.
Maybe Kilby can go get some for us. Or at least you. I don't really care that much.
Well, he sends you cake, though, so.
Yes. Cheerwine cake.
Did he send you any Cheerwine donuts?
No.
Oh, well, okay.
I imagine those would not survive the trip so well.
I'm going to see if Krispy Kreme will make me a filled donut with no filling in it so I can make my ultimate donut myself.
Oh, that sausage monstrosity you're talking about?
Yeah, the Krispy Kreme donut filled with sausage gravy and topped with crumbled up bacon.
I mean, okay, I understand the concept you're working on there, but that just sounds so disgusting to me.
Well, your tastes are incorrect.
Well, I mean, it's just... I know the internal volume of a filled donut, and that's a lot of gravy.
You don't have to fill it to capacity so it's squeezing out the edge. It's not like your mom.
Then what's the point of having a filled donut?
So you can have sausage gravy with a donut.
But if you have a filled donut, you want it to be filled to capacity.
How about if I just get a full donut then?
This is kind of like our discussion before about hate full, hate filled, isn't it?
Yes, it is somewhat like that. That's where I was going. What other news we got?
Oh, Double's coming back.
Hooray.
To start with, Movie Wars 2011 came out this past weekend in Japanese theaters.
Which means we won't get to see it subtitled for several months, damn it.
June or July, yeah.
Yeah.
As has the soundtrack and the single with the... What was it? What was the single?
Heartbreaker. Which actually sounds a lot better than I expected given the two singers paired up for it.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
I thought it sounded pretty good.
I saw there was a ska version and a jazz version, which is nice that they did a version for O's and for Double.
Yeah, and actually the movie soundtrack has some jazz restyled stuff in it too, like that.
Which is nice.
And a few updated themes from both shows.
Cool.
Yeah. So the soundtrack is not completely original, but nothing's a straight lift. But yeah, I mean, we haven't even gotten a subtitle release for Double Summer Movie, because that doesn't even come out on home video until January.
Right.
Sadly.
Japan.
Yeah. But yeah, the double spin-off DVDs. That could be interesting.
It's what, Excel and Eternal, each getting their own little side stories?
Yeah. Which I guess Eternals will be more like a prequel, like Skull's segment of Movie Wars.
Yeah. Maybe and, Excel's, he'll finally become Kamen Rider Excel and do spreadsheets.
I recall the description of the plot for Excel's little movie, mentioning Cyclone Excel Extreme again.
Just mentioning.
Yeah.
It would make sense they brought it back since they're putting out a toy of it.
Oh, no. It would make... No. The plot... It would be... They should keep the trend going and mention Cyclone Excel Extreme in the new stuff, but not actually have him exist.
Yeah, keep merchandising it, but keep it completely theoretical. Well, apparently the basic plot of the Excel movie is that somebody has developed the T3 Gaia memory now, and either the first example or just the one that's featured in this is for the Excel dopant.
Interesting.
Which same memory can also be used to form Cyclone Excel Extreme, allegedly. Or at least that's how I remember it going right now. I reserve the right to change that later when I'm proven wrong.
Well, how would that ever happen, honestly?
Especially since I will rewrite things so that I wasn't wrong. You know, I can go back and edit it so I didn't ever say this. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. The magic of editing.
Yes. It's what keeps us on the air. But yeah, more doubles always good.
Definitely.
Hopefully a third one will be actually announced pretty soon that will, you know, like, have Philip and Shotaro in it prominently.
No, they gotta do XL first so they can sell more figure arts.
Right.
I don't know if that means there's gonna be a figure art of Eternal coming.
Wasn't one already scheduled?
I don't know, I don't keep up with that stuff.
Paladin?
Well, you'd assume they'd get to that eventually, but...
But you
not
don't have
sure.
You don't have specific knowledge of one being in the pipeline.
Well, not so much knowledge as memory of one.
Same difference.
I was in your mom's pipeline.
And you're not dead. Congratulations.
So there was a new Power Rangers Samurai promo.
Forever.
Samurai Forever.
Rangers together.
That's going to get old pretty soon.
No, it's not.
Doubtful.
We'll just have to work on putting our own unique spin on it like we do with your mom.
So it'll die?
If possible, repeatedly.
In a fire?
Or at least with antibiotics. But yeah, the new promo was... it was a promo.
Yes. We let the villains talk in this time, so that might be a mistake.
Usually is.
Yeah.
They kinda...
Why is that a mistake?
Did you hear the way they...
In the promo?
No, I didn't actually watch it.
I'll try it now, and we'll see your reaction to the villains' voices.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Live on the air.
Live, pre-recorded on the air.
Simultaneous broadcast from Japan.
Yeah. Oh, crap. I still got that DVD of Dynaman episode I was supposed to encode. And now that YouTube has taken the time limit off, that will be a whole lot easier to publish. So, right now, Mickey is watching the Power Rangers Samurai promo, and since we're not hearing anything from him, I can only assume that he died.
Must have melted his face, just like the Ark
of the
Lord.
There he is!
There we go.
I hope that's just a fill-in voice, like they were in those episodes of Power Rangers we saw.
I'm kind of sad no more of those turned up that Fort Max ever told me about.
There haven't been any others.
You have been watching every day, haven't you?
Yeah, in fact, the last week or so hasn't even had the title cards or the blank video.
How disappointing.
The episode up today was The Wedding Part 3.
That would be the episode as of Monday, December 20th.
Yes.
Which, by the time you hear this, will not be available anymore.
But it might still be today.
No, it won't.
Oh. It's not today anymore?
No, it's tomorrow now.
Shit.
Yeah, I really hope that Samurai ends up better than the promos are making it look.
Now, what are the odds of that happening?
Well, the only other possibility is that the show will be worse than the promos are making it look, and I just can't stand for that possibility to actually come to be.
Well, there's a third. They also could be just as just like what the promos make it look to be.
But the odds of that are so small. It's like guessing the exact number of beans in a jar of poop.
Or exact number of beans in your mom's ass.
Which is pretty much just what I said.
The same
thing.
Right?
I was thinking more like a bean bag. Like a bean bag chair.
Actually, one time, me and my dad were in a thrift store, and my sister had this friend who was a bit oversized, and we saw a bean bag and called it the beanie baby of her.
That's mean.
Fortunately, my sister was also there to hear the joke. So it was really like the best possible outcome of the whole thing. I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
What do we ever talk about?
Your mom. Yeah.
There you go.
And her beanbag ass. Where'd my ball go?
Something else your mom said.
So I thought we had some kind of news to talk about.
Yeah.
Samurai Toys, Doubles Return. Yeah. Is there anything else that's important?
The Ghost Ager and O's scans.
I said important. Well, O's is in there, so I guess that can count.
Yeah. I don't even understand the Ghost Ager scans, so.
The point is, it's probably the last Ghost Ager scans we'll have.
Woo!
We can but hope. Well, no,
until the crossover.
Yeah, actually, there will probably be some kind of spread for, like, the final episode or two. You know, we'll probably just suffer through that.
And then the inevitable crossover with,
next year's
Gokiger.
Yeah. Of course, it's also possible that we'll get, like, a direct-to-video Ghost Ager.
Oh, God.
Well, it could be.
Well, and more positive.
Ghost Ager's more popular than Shinkenger. I can't really imagine that to be the case.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it has nothing to do with popularity, and it's just a marketing thing they're doing.
But in better news, we're getting O's ice cream.
Well, we won't, because it would melt before it got here.
Well, I meant we as in the world. Because we are the world.
Yeah. That's because we're Americans.
So can eat O's flavored ice cream all the time.
What does O's taste like?
I don't want to know.
Apparently strawberry, banana, and melon.
What kind of melon? Melon's kind of vague. It's like when something's citrus flavored, it makes me sort of like squint my eyes. I'll say, well, there's all kinds of citrus.
Well, there's all kinds of citrus fruit, but what makes them all citrus fruit is the specific citrus flavor, which is that whole citric acid thing.
Right, but is it orange? Is it lemon? I mean, there's a big difference there.
Well, it's not really any one specific flavor like that. It's just the acid thing.
So acid flavor.
Acid.
But since this is melon, it would be, you know, melon.
So watermelon, honeydew, cantaloupe?
Maybe honeydew. It's the right color for that. It's kind of greenish.
Your mom's kind of greenish.
She'll die. Which is supposed to be Paladin's line, but, you know.
Yeah, I've said it enough for now.
Yeah.
That's all the news.
So did you ever, like...
Important crap, anyway.
Did you ever want to have, like, really good Kamen Rider Dragon Knight figures?
Not particularly.
Oh, well, okay, never mind.
Why, it's are just... you doing figure arts, finally?
No, not figure arts, Figmas.
Is it specifically
close,
Dragon Knight?
Quite...
Yes, specifically for Dragon Knight. Because, you know, Ryuki was like 2003.
Yeah.
No, you know, Dragon Knight turned out to be really popular in Japan. So it's getting all kinds
of... More so than Ryuki,
yeah.
Apparently.
So it's like Lost Galaxy, then.
Pretty much. It's getting all kinds of interesting merchandising, including Figma figures from Max Factory, which look really nice.
Max Factory sounds incredibly generic.
It sounds like a makeup manufacturer.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm probably thinking of, like, Max Factor. So it really is just, like, one letter removed.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Max Factor sounds like an exciting game show.
Hmm. I assume that it would be something like Fear Factor, but maxier.
But to the max.
Like, maybe with maxi pads?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, anyway, just in the past few days, they've announced that they're doing figures for, well, what in Dragon Knight was Masked Rider Siren, the only female rider in the series. And
I believe she was called Kamen Rider Femme in Ryuki.
Yeah, but I can't bring myself to say that without breaking up laughing.
Was she a secretary?
Probably.
I think she only appeared in, like, one episode or maybe a movie for about 5 minutes, something like that. I think she got a bit more prominent role in Dragon Knight, though. And not as a secretary. There's also another one, but I don't remember which one. It's very useful, I know. But I ended up, after that, looking up pictures of the Figma of Dragon Knight himself, and aside from some strange-looking hip joints, it actually looks like a really nice figure. Of course, compared to the Bandai ones we got here, it's not
a
far stretch.
Anything would look like a really nice figure compared to those.
Now, do you mean strange-looking hip joints like on a general scale or by your scale? Because you've got weird requirements for hip joints.
What do you mean I got weird requirements for hip joints?
You bitch about hip joints more than any other joint on any figure in general.
Well, I mean, I know there was Megatron that I complained about, but that's because you can't straighten his damn legs.
Which Megatron?
War for Cybertron.
Oh, okay, I follow now.
No, they're just strange looking because you can't actually see any of the joint workings from the front. And it kind of looks like they shouldn't be able to move forward at all, but apparently they do, I guess.
Huh.
But just in general, they're really nice-looking posable figures. Of course, they would probably cost $35 to $40 each.
Well, yeah. You pay for quality, you get quality.
The other figure they announced was Kamen Rider Thrust. He's a rhino.
Sure he is.
Oh, he's got a big
horn.
You sure
he's not a stallion?
An Italian stallion?
Well, not with a horn that size, he's not. Maybe a unicorn. But no, he's
a rhino. Narwhal.
Yeah, that'd be a good theme for a rider, since they've never done that animal before.
Your mom's a narwhal, a horny whale.
Actually, that'd be a good Zord animal, too. That and a corgi.
Yep.
You know, one that's not blue, I mean.
Yeah. An ostrich should be good for a Zord, too. They should do that sometime.
Or maybe a mole.
Or a vole.
Why a vole?
Because voles are less common than moles.
It's just a little field mouse.
You're a field mouse.
Your mom is nothing approaching a mouse, but she certainly plays the field.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ouch.
So I think Ghost Age are over with.
Yeah, I think that's the news. I think it's time for something a little less interesting.
Most definitely.
Times three.
Of course, we didn't talk about the O's skins either, did we?
There wasn't much going on in them.
Yeah, f*** then.
There you go.
And now for something completely uninteresting.
All right, first up is Epic 42, and I regret to inform you there is no ultimate answer to life, the universe, or anything.
Well, it's Ghost Age.
Just leave you with this terrible pain and all the diodes down my left side.
I mean, it can't really answer its own plot.
Yeah.
I don't expect anything more comprehensive or meaningful out of it.
Yeah. Anyway, in 42, Hyde lets Datus get captured by the Machine Empire.
Oh, he's gone back to his old ways, I see.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
I assume he wanted to win at cards or something, so he sacrificed Datus.
Yeah, he basically let Datus fall into the ocean and almost drown.
How does the robot drown?
Well, basically in this episode we find out that Datus is apparently made of cell phones, and that if he gets wet at all, he stops working.
So, is he not for throwing?
No, well, he's got to put him to airplane mode.
Well, he does have a helicopter hat.
Like Inspector Gadget?
Yeah, except his is made of ostriches. We need more, like, propeller-driven vehicles made of ostriches.
What we need is, like, some...
That much.
We need some turn-of-the-century Zords.
Like, maybe
which
a galleon?
Century?
Well, this, well, last century, I guess.
Steampunk Zords?
Yeah, where's our biplane Zord at?
We need an ironclad.
And then she'll come out together for like an Iron Giant.
No Iron Giant.
Why not?
Well, that's true. We don't want anyone to be crying at the end of the episode, so.
We cry at the end of Ghost Age episodes.
I cried throughout the beginning of the Ghost Age episode.
Well, that's not the only thing that...
out of tears.
That's not the only thing that brought you to tears this week, but we'll talk about that later on.
No, right. Nothing else brought me to tears.
Not even tears of rage?
Just
no.
Brought you to drinking?
No, liquors brought me to drinking.
And vice versa.
Cause of and solution to.
All of life's problems.
Ah, cause and effect.
That'd be a great rap group from the early 90s.
Cause and effect.
Oh, I'm thinking of Rex and Effect. They did Rump Shaker.
Something else I did to your mom.
So, what was in the third episode of Ghost Age?
Oh, 43 and 44 are a two-part that feature the final attack of the new Machine Empire, and they're actually kind of good compared to some of the ones before them.
Sure,
I'm sorry, I'm very drunk right now. Did you say the Ghost Age was good?
You're also buzzing, so fix that first.
Oh, remember, good Ghost Age is like the Special Olympics.
So, does the Machine Empire still have Datus?
No.
No, they got him back at the end of 42. And 43 and 44 are just really one extended fight scene, and that's kind of badass.
The thing in 42 that was interesting was that the Machine Empire made a Chinese knockoff of Datus after they captured him.
Was he all the wrong colors?
Yes.
And instead of the face on the screen in his chest, he had the word death written across it.
And his proportions were all wrong.
Yeah. The only thing missing was massive parts of his body being chromed.
Or parts just falling off at random.
And right. Random coming. Did he have random weapons?
Kind of.
Well, that's a little bit of a stretch, but still. It was pretty much just knockoff Datus Hyper.
Were there any clear Digimon figures?
Oh, if only.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, that was the high point of episode 42.
Yeah. Probably the high point of the series.
Well, they also pulled Power Rangers in Space moment with that. The knockoff Datus was analyzing all of their attack patterns.
And they switched up attack patterns in order to fool him?
They didn't just switch attack patterns, they started dressing as each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ghostsagers were cosplaying as other Ghostsagers.
Yeah.
The Ghostsagers even find a way to try and tarnish Lost in or not Power Rangers in space.
Well, they'd probably tarnish Lost in space too.
I was trying to combine Lost Galaxy with In Space, and then I realized what I was doing.
See, it would have been better if Lost Galaxy was Power Rangers Lost in Space.
Yeah.
Of course, then it would have basically just been Power Rangers Voyager.
It wouldn't have been that bad.
I was going somewhere with that, but I'll conclude by saying it was creepy when Ghostsay Knight dressed as yellow.
Yes,
creepy or hot?
No, creepy.
Oh, okay.
How did that... What? He was dressed up as Ghostsay Knight.
Pink.
Airy, yes.
How'd she fit her ears in the helmet?
Well, remember, his helmet's a lot bigger.
Oh, that's true.
Besides, it was Ghostsay Magic.
The Ghostsay Wizard did it.
Ghostsay bullshit.
It was actually a little creepier before they revealed that they used one of the Ghostsay powers to switch everybody around. Because otherwise it just looked like everybody ripping on everybody else's speech patterns and attack styles.
So what, is the follow-up episode going to have him all dressing up as Hyde or something?
No such luck.
None of them are tall enough for that. There was also one really kind of dumb-sounding moment in 42.
Oh,
relatively speaking.
You'll have to be more specific.
I'm getting to that. Hyde figures out they can track the Machine Empire movements by the plasma surges caused by their teleportation. But Nozomu points out that that would be difficult because his father says the universe is 99% plasma.
So they just have to find the plasma energy chamber?
Or something, but just the 99% plasma thing kind of struck me dumb.
Is that true or not true? I don't know. I'm not a mathematician, scientist person.
I don't think it is.
It probably is, considering that's the state of matter of the majority of star mass.
But there's also giant spaces of nothing in between them.
Yes, but those aren't made up of anything, but still, the vast majority of matter is,
not really.
Is plasma,
no.
But here's the thing, they're on Earth. There
right.
isn't much plasma.
Although they don't know for sure that the Machine Empire is based on Earth.
Your mom has the mass of a star. It's true, she does.
So, 43 then?
Yeah, fine.
Anyway, RoboGog's final attack strategy is to use Blade Run to infect the Ten Soders with cosmic rust.
Did you watch TV Nihon sub of 43?
Mm-hmm. No, not yet.
I don't know if it's a recent change, but they've modified how they're interpreting his name.
What are they calling him now?
Burrito Run.
Yeah, it's still close enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that they got the last part right, but they're, for some reason, sticking with the not really interpreted first half of it. It seems kind of weird, even for them.
Just yet another of the infinite language quirks, I guess.
Or the infinite translator quirks.
Same difference.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, continue.
Ghostsay Knight sacrifices himself so they can use the Ten Soders again.
He's dead?
So, no, maybe. Just mostly dead.
He has to return to the Earth to recharge, like Captain Planet. He didn't actually say that, but, you know.
No, it's not the Earth, it's just he spends most of 44 on Nozomu's couch.
Watching the wheel.
He's sleeping off the bender.
You have to be if he's on this show.
But how did he drink through that faceplate?
I don't know, but he's obviously drunk because he says the Ghostsagers are Earth's only hope.
We're doomed.
Yeah. Yes. With a dire situation. Where are the Shinkangers when you need them?
Off being proper.
Probably still on their horses.
But yeah.
So anyway, Alada uses the Leon laser to finish off RoboGog, and then he grows big and stands up to all four of their victory charges before being blown apart. Or at least just whittled down to his head.
Which they then put in a jar on a shelf somewhere?
No, Blade Run picks him up and shoots him because he's got his memory back now.
Keeping his head sitting in a jar somewhere would have been cooler.
Which is so why it wouldn't happen.
So now what's Blade Run gonna do?
Well, first he kills Metal Alice for good measure, and then sets off to remold the Machine Empire headquarters into his own place.
But we've run out of themes for monsters.
Not quite. See, this is where the scans would have come in handy.
Let's see. Maybe he'll just shift between themes like Decade.
Well, wasn't one of these scans a Gosei-themed Blade Run?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Psycho
got
Rangers?
Feathery wings now.
No, probably not Psycho Rangers. Gosei
Psycho
Drew...
producers?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Gosei Drew would diminish the concept of Psycho Rangers. Retroactively.
So for the next or remaining six episodes, whatever, I guess he's the main villain for the show.
Well, I...
All right, who didn't see that coming?
Yeah, he kind of has been the main villain for the show the whole time, hasn't he? Since he's been manipulating every event, mostly. He may have had bosses, but he was the one who was pulling the strings in the end.
Exactly.
Because we didn't see that the first time he didn't die, did we?
Not specifically, no.
I know, it was pretty obvious the first time he came back that he was just going to be in it for the whole thing. Through however many villain changes they did.
Right. Which is at least an interesting concept, even if it's in such a crappy show.
Yeah, it's kind of a waste, really.
Like a lot of other things in Gosager.
Yeah. So what's the preview for 45 now?
Epic Fail 45 is titled Birth of the Messiah, and it's airing the day after Christmas.
That's Japan.
Yep.
That's Boxing Day, you know.
I assume in this case the title is referring to Blade Run taking on his Gosei form. Either that or it's Nozomu becoming a Gosager. The most powerful Gosager, probably.
Yes.
Okay, so that's...
The preview for Epic 45 also suggests that the professor gets to meet Gosei Knight.
That sure, they appropriately wacky.
Sure, they introduce him to Gosei Knight, but they don't ever let him meet the robot that's been living in his house for 50 years. Okay, so should we catch up on O's now?
Yes. Please.
What last did we see?
13.
We last watched 13 with the crazy doctor lady.
Dr. Kruger.
And then 14 was the conclusion to that, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, things happened.
Things concluded.
Yeah.
And the reason why Dr. Crazy Lady wasn't doing any surgeries is, well, she was kind of crazy and wasn't worried about what would happen if she messed up, apparently.
Apparently, yes. She's Dr. House.
Yeah, she didn't have enough fear. She should be afraid that she fails.
Yeah, that's a great thing to have when you're holding people's innards.
Yeah.
Yes, very.
We found out that the head doctor is her dad.
There is a plot twist.
Yeah.
And we found out that Mizzou set up another yummy in the meantime.
Yeah, apparently the Greed are getting smart and realize, hey, we can attack two places at once and they can only be one place.
Yeah, it's cool how that works.
Yeah.
And Gamel started swimming in the cell metals.
Shouldn't that be Kogami's role?
You'd think so, but...
Well, Kogami doesn't want to ruin that fantastic yellow suit he's wearing.
Plus, sign if he's swimming in metals, he can't exactly make cakes.
That was an excellent, excellent suit.
Yeah, that suit is incredible. The texture on it is beautiful.
Yes. I will be disappointed if he doesn't end up looking like Colin Baker's doctor by the end of the series.
I wonder if one of Bandai's web stores will end up selling some of Kogami's wardrobe, like they
like selling the scale clothing line.
Yeah,
and the underwear.
Oh, I'd be so tempted to buy a Kogami suit.
And you know they have in the past sold like the Ranger civilian jackets.
Yeah,
that'd be a great thing to have for O's though. Besides the underwear, Kogami jackets.
Of course, I could probably go just to a downtown clothing store and get a coat just like it.
Probably.
Not quite the same, though.
Oh, there was that brilliant bit where the guy filling in for Sadonaka passed out from eating too much cake.
Yes.
And Sadonaka really prefers spicy foods.
Yeah.
Yes, because you have to know that even when she is in a job where she can eat all the cake she wants, she still has to be suffering.
Yes. It is Japan, and she's a woman.
But at least she continues to have a personality.
I like that Kogami recognized that she has a bottomless stomach.
Yeah, she has a special talent. Not exactly like your mom's special talent, but...
Different but your mom's kind of not, bottomless.
Your mom's not bottomless at all. She's got all kinds of bottom.
Yeah. She's the opposite of bottomless. She has infinite bottom.
Yeah, however... And, of course, Kogami was pleased with Goto's choice for the temp.
Yeah, Kogami just seems just as insane as the first episode now, because now he's like, he congratulates Goto and, like, chastises him in the same sentence.
Kogami is great. It's going to be sad at the end of the series when he's a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's totally something weird going on with him.
You
not
think?
Just him, though.
So, what do y'all think? Is he infected by Yummy, or is he a greed?
Maybe he's the human form of Ankh, the real Ankh.
Yeah, that's quite mind that he could be the real Ankh as well.
That's how he knew that Hand Ankh would take the 60% deal.
And it explains one of the events in 14, too.
You mean how he had a certain item in his possession inexplicably?
Precisely. You mean 15? 15?
Yeah,
15. But no, I mean, I've suspected for a while that there would be another Ankh running around. And that's why there's only a Hand Ankh with AG.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically, two of them somehow formed.
Maybe the Hand is Ankh's Yummy.
That's crossed my mind, too.
That's possible. It's a really odd Yummy form, but...
Well, I mean,
it's the perfect Yummy form. Nobody's going to uncover it, and he can collect all the medals he wants.
Yeah.
And why hasn't Ankh made any Yummies himself?
Lack of cell medals is one answer.
Well, I mean... The...
Plus, remember the last time we went along this line of conversation, I suggested that he did by turning AG into O's.
Yeah, so I don't think that...
Than a Yummy.
Yeah, there's...
I know, but it's just funny to imagine that one of the greed makes Yummies by just conscripting humans with a belt. I don't know, it amuses me.
Yeah. So,
and plus, there's also the fact that since Ankh only had... Since the only two red core medals that Ankh has are both for the head,
why
would
he
be a hand?
Instead of a floating head.
Yes.
Because it's funnier.
It is funnier. Well, okay, here's the thing, too. I've noticed that apparently the greed need to have all three of a certain set of medals, or all three of a certain medal, to reform that body part. Like, you'll notice Mezul doesn't have all of her medals yet, so she's still missing almost all of her armor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even more so with Gamel.
Yeah. You know, they might have one or two of the head and chest medals, but without all three of each, they can't form all their parts back. So that could vaguely explain why Ankh is not a head.
Could be.
Of course, it would also require him to have three of the peacock medals hidden on him somewhere. Or I guess one. Maybe one's enough to generate a hand and nothing else.
Now, didn't you read the computer? It's P-Fowl now.
Whatever.
Is exactly what happened after my last meeting with your mom.
Well, Hand-Onk only has the two Hawk medals of his in his possession.
Is it still two, or did he lose one?
Well...
Oh, we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a big rumble in 15.
Yeah.
Several rumbles.
Was it several or was it one big one that just kind of spread all over?
Tomato, tomato.
But meanwhile, back in 14, Casley is becoming increasingly awesome.
He's more of a cat every time we see him.
He's getting scary smart.
He's quickly becoming a magnificent bastard.
Yeah.
Did you read his book? Never mind.
Anyway, he's a cat, so he is all of those things at once.
Yes.
Cats are scary, dude.
Tell me about it. And we creep ever closer towards birth.
Yeah. I think it'll be a C-section birth.
It'll be a breech birth, feet first.
Or at least induced.
I induced your mom.
She died.
No, I'm sorry, seduced.
Somehow I think induced is more appropriate.
And there will probably be cake.
Birthday cake.
All right, so moving on to 15, which is the episode where Oz gets in the ass.
And we also see more of...
That's the way I'd put it, but yeah, I guess that works.
We also get to see more of Dr. Maki's doll and its little chair.
Yes.
It's adorable.
Yes. We had the discussion about what Kogami could be, so what the hell could that thing be?
The doll, or the...
Satan incarnate?
Yeah, that works.
Some people are speculating that Dr. Maki is himself another greed.
I don't think so.
Like his dinosaur one that's supposed to show up in the movie?
Yeah. His interaction with Kazali doesn't exactly point to it, but it's no less likely than anything else you can imagine him being.
Or he's just insane.
Yeah, I mean, that's entirely possible, too.
I'm thinking that Maki is more related to Foundation X than anything else.
Well, the whole Kogami Foundation could be connected to Foundation X.
True.
I mean, remember late in Double, Foundation X had a spreadsheet or whatever on the medals.
Right.
That they were going to start investigating instead of Gaia memories.
So I'm thinking that's what Maki's is. He's working for Foundation X into the Kogami thing to investigate the medals.
Could be.
Possible.
It'd be better than Kogami.
I don't think he's directly connected to the greed in any way. He's too weird and different.
Which is probably why Kazali can relate to him.
Yeah. He doesn't really seem to operate on desire. He seems to operate more out of curiosity or just being weird.
Mostly weird.
Yeah.
A little peculiar there.
Yeah. So Kogami's wearing what first appeared to be a sensible blue navy suit. Until you see it up close and realize it's got this insane paisley pattern all over it.
I love his wardrobe.
Yeah.
And it fits him so well.
Yes, he fills out a suit very nicely. Some
and
people
of course,
can't wear
he does send go to take the medals to Dr. Maki, specifically with the mention of that thing you wanted.
5,000 cell medals.
Yeah, Dr. Maki wants 5,000 cell medals.
That's not suspicious
at all.
He
doesn't even raise an eyebrow at that. Doesn't that seem like a lot to anyone else?
Yeah, that seems like an absurd amount. And we're judging by like 10s and 12s.
Well, yeah, I mean, just in this episode, AG only gets one cell medal back from the yummy.
Well,
that's just because it's Gamel.
Yeah.
But even so.
Where did he get 5,000 cell medals?
I don't know. I mean, obviously.
From his money pit, obviously.
Well, but
no, I believe the question is, how did the money pit get filled to begin with?
Yeah.
Because he's obviously been collecting these for some time.
It was full by, what, episode 2 or 3?
It was full the first time we saw Into the Money Bin, yes.
Yeah, and that was way early in the show.
Yeah. That's probably going to be like a hand-waved thing.
Yeah, most likely.
Or it may actually be a plot point later on.
Maybe.
You never know. At least not till the end.
Maybe there's just, like, you know, cell medals randomly scattered around the world.
Maybe there was, a stash of them somewhere from the last time the greed ran free.
Well, same thing, basically. Yeah, that's going to be kind of weird if they don't ever explain that.
So,
but yeah, 5,000 cell medals and one core medal.
Which Kazali decides to, I think I'll go tell Ankh and Eiji about this.
Well,
Ankh already knows.
Yeah, Ankh's been surveilling the office for quite a while.
Yeah, ever since.
I'm sure Kogami is aware of it too.
Probably.
Lion metal.
But Kazali wants to tell them about it because he wants them to raid it.
Because he and Dr. Maki are colluding together to get all of the core metals into one greed to see what happens.
So he tells them that Hina is inside with the metals.
Right.
Right.
Which, of course, sends Eiji into a panic.
Yeah.
And I love what they do here, because you immediately think, well, Eiji's going to transform and attack them recklessly. But no, he just stops them and asks them, hey, can I look in the back to see if Hina's back here? And they're like, okay, sure, go ahead.
And then he asks for permission to tail him.
Yeah, I love that Eiji decides to ask first. He's polite and he's thoughtful about it. He doesn't jump in, weapons blazing.
Yeah. Besides,
it's why I love his character so much.
Well, plus Goto has a shotgun and a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
So you kind of want to play it smooth around him. You don't want to like piss him off by just tailing him from the start.
Yeah, and plus he shoots Eiji enough when he's not mad at him.
Right.
What a
of course
great
he
guy.
he manages to avoid doing that this episode.
Yeah.
Aims so, a little bit better.
They look in the back, and Hina's not back there.
At least they don't see her back there.
They didn't look very hard.
Yeah. So.
No, just thousands and thousands of cell metals and cases.
They're not storing an armored car. They're tossing in the back of a Chevy Astro or something.
With the giant Kogami Foundation logo plastered all over it.
In unlocked suitcases.
This can't possibly go badly. Especially since it's being escorted by Goto and a new ride vendor squadron.
A new squad of red shirts, basically.
Yeah, that's what I said. Ride vendors exist to die.
Though there was no happy birthday song this time.
Well, it was creepy enough the first time. I think we can do without.
They couldn't pay for it again.
They're saving it up for when Birth is activated.
Yeah. So, of course, they get ambushed. But I love the scene where they got ambushed on this bridge. Is a really kind of interesting place to have this battle, I think.
I think
it's the ideal place to stage this ambush.
Toei's used that bridge a lot.
Toei uses the locations over and over again every series.
Yeah.
That bridge was even used in Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah, I mean, they've been using a lot of the same locations for years and years.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yes.
Especially in Masked Rider series, you will see the same interior of, I guess it's like a burnt out warehouse or something. You know, it's two levels and part of the floor is broken away.
Well, I remember in Double, the episode where Extreme first appeared, that water basin or whatever, they've used that again in O's, I remember.
Mm-hmm. There's also like an underpass or under a bridge location that the Rider series use a lot. You see it several times in Deno by itself.
Yeah. And I mean, it was used where it was used with Magma in Double.
You know the location they use for like the devastated middle of the city?
Vaguely.
In the big battles in basically every Sentai and Rider series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's there. It's always the same thing. It's been in Geki Ranger, Magi Ranger, two or three Rider series I can think of.
Though I don't think we've seen the place with the trying to think of what Cybertron Metroplex turns into.
The excavator.
Yeah. The bucket wheel excavator, yeah. They used that all the time in the 90s. That place all the time in the 90s where there was like a construction site that had one of them, often used for dramatic posing.
The big orange steel structure?
Yeah, and there's like kind of also a construction site has tons of pipes all over the tons of large
oh,
pipes
I think that's,
all over
yeah,
the
probably
place.
The one
a
I'm
big
thinking
rusty
of.
Bucket wheel excavator.
Oh, yeah. The construction site.
Yeah.
It's probably not even there anymore. Probably where
they finished building it.
They didn't find a new site.
No, or no, I'm thinking it's probably backlogged.
Well, the point is, though, they don't have a lot of locations, and they get reused frequently.
Yes. Well, my original point was this is a nice location for this battle. It looks exciting with the bridge and the trees and all. It works well for the scene.
Right.
And the scene would be Oz getting his ass kicked.
And losing a lot of medals.
Lot of medals.
And then Mizzou getting her ass kicked. Well, rather
stabbed,
her driver punched.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so after Oz gets his ass kicked and thrown off a bridge, and Ankh gets thrown off a bridge, and then Uva and Gamel steal the van with Goto in hot pursuit in his Toyota something or other.
Oh, by the way, Hina was in a little compartment further inside the van, too.
Yeah. She was in the hidey hole. So they put her in the glove box, basically.
Yeah.
So that leaves Kazali and Mizuul back on the bridge to chill. And then Kazali gut punches her and steals all of her core medals.
Not all of them, I don't...
How many
it looked like all of them.
Oh, yeah, because there were seven, and of course, Oz still has two.
Yeah, so that's probably going to
be
more.
Did he lose two on the bridge? It wasn't really clear.
Well, even if he lost two on the bridge, they wouldn't be back in her yet.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was stripped completely bare.
But the point is, if he lost two on the bridge and Kazali got them, that would make maybe seven overall, meaning she'd have, like, two left?
If she had those two originally, I mean, those could still be missing.
Yeah.
Point is, it appears very much that she has no core medals at the moment.
Her tank is on empty at the most.
Yeah, she reverted back to her human form.
And she's probably stuck like that now if she has none left.
Surprised it didn't kill her.
Yeah.
I mean, if taking all of the taking all the core metals out doesn't kill a greed, what does?
Maybe
exactly.
You can't kill greed.
I guess you could just be stuck resealing them, but still.
Yeah, Kazali became intensely awesome in that scene.
Then he tried to go and do it over again with Uva.
But he screwed it up, though.
Little bit,
but he still
yeah.
kicked Uva's ass anyway.
And of course, I love how he's essentially able to get Gamel to do what he wants, which is Bazel said it's fine. Mizzou said
yeah.
it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
Mizzou wants you to do my laundry.
Yeah. Let's see. Kazali has
he's like,
seven.
He's like Palpatine in Revenge of the Sith. Anakin, take out my trash. Only I can save Podnik.
Okay, yeah.
Wasn't that like yeah. a robot? Wasn't yeah. that a robot chicken Star Wars bit?
God, I hope not.
Oz has one set of Kazali's, of course, one grasshopper and two hawks left.
So, what's the grand total? How many did he lose in this one episode?
Eight or nine, I think. Because you have to remember he had a few that he wasn't using either.
Yeah, because he lost both of the ones of Mizzou's that he had. Let's see.
And he lost all of Gamel's, too.
And he lost two in the episode before this one.
Let's see, yeah. He's lost...
He had 13.
He's lost a beetle, man. He's lost...
okay, so I guess he's lost, like,
seven.
Six then.
He lost seven, but gained one.
So he lost six.
Yeah, well, he lost six, which was... Let's
his
see.
Net loss was six. How about that?
Yeah. Net loss was six.
Which is, he lost half his medals in this episode.
Yeah. And most of his form possibilities.
Yeah.
And probably moved up pretty high on Ankh's murder list.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, no, not while there's a year's worth of ice cream in the gamble.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you beat a greed. You bribe it.
Right. You hit it right where it hurts. It's desire. I was thinking it's desire, but okay.
And of course, Goto did also save AG's butt by managing to
grab two medals.
Yeah, which was probably grab a lion. The second one he grabbed was probably the lion.
He grabbed a hawk and a lion, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
He grabbed the one so he could make his normal standard form again.
Which it would have been interesting if for one or two episodes he did not have Tatoba available.
Yeah.
They're probably also, not going to do that, so.
Goto finally hit somebody with his bazooka, too. At least the right somebody this
well,
time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his someone who wasn't O's.
Yeah.
Either his aim was a little bit better, or it was just good coincidence that AG was like 20 feet away.
Or his aim was off.
Whatever.
Yeah, one of the things I've noticed about the show is that in most Sentai shows, people just keep getting more and more powerful as the show goes on. And this show,
but they're just taking away and away from everybody, aren't they?
Well, no, there's only a set amount of power, and it keeps getting traded back and forth between the villains and the good guys.
At least until the power-ups start coming in.
Right, but right now, it's not so much new powers added, it's just who's got control of what little power there is. And that's sort of a different dynamic that we usually get in shows like this.
I'm sure once the mid-season upgrade comes in, it'll screw that up pretty handily.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. It's not going to stay innovative for very long, that's for sure.
What I'm wondering now is, since Oz's all-red form is apparently debuting in the movie, if it's going to be explained there where the other metals came from, or if that's going to wait for the series.
Well,
they'll probably try to explain one thing and the series will explain another thing.
I would wager probably he gets the medals in one episode, first uses them in the movie, and then uses them again in the next episode.
Maybe. I mean, Fang Joker technically premiered in the movie.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we've already got two of the three medals needed that we've seen, so...
All that's left is Condor.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a second Hawk medal that's going to be used for the red combination, so there's actually two more that have to be gotten.
Well, yeah. Well, what I'm saying is he already has two Hawk medals.
But, I mean, there's a different Hawk medal.
The Peacock.
Right, but there's a different Hawk medal, apparently.
There's two different kinds of Hawks.
Apparently so, because his head looks quite a bit different in the red form.
That actually might tie in well to there being a second Ankh as well.
Yeah.
In theory, it might.
That our Ankh has, like, a fake Hawk medal.
Basically, that's why I want to know when this is going to get explained, where these red medals come from. Because it's a very curious situation.
Yeah, and plus, also, keep in mind that it looks like it was Ankh who opened up the coffin.
The seal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was already out.
But again, Kogami was already out, too, at the beginning as well, so...
Well, and in the flashback where the original O's defeated the other Greed, Ankh wasn't in the scene.
Right.
So, apparently Ankh never got sealed, or if he did, it was not with that group.
Or part off of camera. Him got sealed. Or who
maybe knows his
what.
Hand got caught outside the lid or something.
Just the fact that Ankh was not even implied to be at that spot when the others got sealed makes me think that they're trying to establish that he wasn't and he's been running around in a human form the whole time. Or some form that's not just a hand. You know, leading to the idea that the hand is an Ankh yummy and there's a real Ankh somewhere make more sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, next week should be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd love to see how Oz can turn this around into a win. Cause...
Well, plus there's a special birthday next week.
Oh, there is, isn't there?
Yes. You didn't even notice.
Oh, I did. I just forgot.
Yeah. Very disappointed in you, Mickey.
Does that mean we get cake
Mom
next
disappointed
time?
Me.
Wait, what?
Does that mean we get cake next time?
No.
Damn.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't know. If Kogami's around, there probably will be cake.
And we get to see AG dressed up as a reindeer.
Wonder if Ankh's going to try to murder everyone again.
You can only hope.
And
or actually the only funner than Ankh trying to murder everyone is Ankh trying not to murder everyone.
When he's just like bending metal rods and things. Yeah, actually, that's the other thing in the preview for next week. They fill up Gamel with 14 core metals.
That can't go well.
Probably
no,
not.
No, it's only Gamel.
Well, it looked like he about doubles in size from
well,
it.
Well, if Mezul said, well, if he, if, because all he says, Mezul said it was fine, why not?
It'll be okay, yeah.
Yeah. No problem.
Double in size? You mean the metals have the Your Mom effect?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's O's. Anything else to mention, or should we take a break?
Take that break. Take it.
We'll be right back.
Tammy D's Real Brand Mayonnaise.
Over 3,000 photos. More than a dozen different toy lines. 6 cameras. How do you measure 5 years? FigureReviews.com brings you in-depth reviews and the best toy photography online. Join RAC and XV for quality toy reviews, photography, and just plain awesome. FigureReviews.com.
Now back to action with Superhero Time.
Okay, so we're back. Guess what time it is? No, it's not time
is
for
it
something.
Break time?
No, it's not time for something completely uninteresting.
Did you remember your watch?
No, it's not time for Dynaman either.
Oh.
Sadly.
And I'm pretty sure it's not time
is
for
it Morphin
Time Force.
No, it's time for Masked Rider.
It's always time for Time Source.
Yeah. No, it's time for Saban's Masked Rider.
Hooray.
What exactly are you doing? Dead?
Come in, Nino.
But we watched like one of the best possible episodes of it. The last one.
Point.
Yet it still has a find out next time at the end credits.
Well, I'm sure they didn't plan for it to be the final episode.
Or maybe it aired out of order.
Or they just didn't plan for it to be a final episode.
Considering the next time on whatever was always
always never happened.
Humorous.
The next time always never happened, right?
Right. It was always just questions about stuff from that episode. Well, questions about things using scenes from that episode in a attempt to achieve humor.
I wonder if Count Dragon ever did get that talk show of his. Guess not. So yeah, this week we watched The Invasion of Leywood. Which, apart from being the last episode of Masked Rider, is only notable for one thing. Fort Max?
I am Amazon!
Yeah, it was the adaptation of the crossover of Black RX and all the previous writers.
The Masked Rider Warriors, at your service.
Yep. Almost every one of them named wrong.
Yes. And some of them not even named.
I know, isn't that nice?
And yeah, the names that they did use, they went through in chronological order from their first... from series order. But of course, that's not the order the footage was in.
It's amazing they could go to that much trouble to find out what order the series came in. But
and
then,
even then, which writer was the first writer from the multi-writer series?
What?
Ein Rider Man was from V3.
Right.
Right.
So they even went through and made sure that they were going through in chronological writer order, not just making sure they did the series, but...
But they still could not get the order right for the actual introduction scene.
Yeah, and they also couldn't keep the voices consistent.
That's a special brand of fail right there, I have to admit.
Yeah.
It's a Masked Rider level of fail, so it fits.
I have to admit... What?
Masked Rider is perhaps the one show that I've seen where... you'll have a bunch of characters and they manage to consistently completely drop the ball on making sure that they have the right voices for the right people.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you what voice actor said I am Amazon.
Fort Max said it.
I was hoping to match it to that one's introduction line. I think it was Skyrider. I mean, one of the earlier lines spoken in the episode, but I mean, as badly as this
that's
was,
the only time in the entire episode that voice was heard.
Although Skyrider did speak before that.
Yes, but it didn't sound like
right
that voice.
So there's just no way to tell.
And there are lines that it looked like that Amazon was the one speaking, but it didn't sound like that either.
Yeah.
It's like that they got a script. It's like that they just pulled random lines for the writers and handed them out to voice actors.
They probably did.
40 episodes in, they probably stopped caring by now.
I can't even get my head around how they messed up the Rider Warriors like that.
Yeah.
That, like I said, that's very special.
I'm just wondering how they managed to not splice in any Kamen Rider J footage.
Well, there was no giant battle this episode. I'm sorry, jumbo battle. Being that it's
your mom's
J,
jumbo.
Not G.
Well, this is Saban's Masked Rider. Why would they care?
It's too bad that Black RX was produced so long ago and Saban's Masked Rider so long ago. It would have been great if they had cut in some Masked Rider G footage. No?
No.
No.
But Masked Rider G is hilarious and alcohol themed.
It is. That's why it doesn't need to go near anything else.
It would be tofu
and explodes themed. G's into buildings.
They'd find a way to make it like tofu themed or something.
Soda themed. Soda. What?
No. But well, yeah, that's what they adapted the Die Ranger villain. Well, the Die Ranger monster that got everyone drunk into.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always been a standard substitute.
Tofu?
No, soda.
No.
Missed the guy arc. They drank all the time.
Yeah. I mean, they had a bar in their base.
It was like looking into a living mirror.
Oh, do you have a bar set up like that?
No.
Oh. So you're just talking about the drinking all the time?
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to be on the show so much.
I call it medicine.
Rheumatist medicine?
Yes.
While you're in your rocking chair up on the Dragonzord?
That's right. Just like I'm at the front of a Cracker Barrel.
I cracked your mom's barrel.
See, that should be what somebody should do. Put a Cracker Barrel on Dragonzord's head.
That'd be awesome. I can get some cherry pancakes from the Dragonzord then.
Cherry pancakes?
Yeah, they have them at Cracker Barrel and they're awesome.
Ooh, I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in a long time.
They're pancakes with cherry pie filling on top and whipped cream.
See, it sounds like I should probably rectify that.
I rectified your mom.
I was expecting that. I don't know. I think after that whole superhero time does your mom last week, I'm kind of your mommed out. I need a little time to recover and regain my enjoyment of your mom. It's like when you eat too much chicken, too much steak, something like that.
Your mom never eats too much.
No, but if you eat so much of something, you really don't enjoy it so much for a while.
Oh, like the podcast.
Okay. So anyway, Masked Rider.
It's really kind of shameless how they tried to copy the Black RX footage in Saban's Masked Rider.
Well, it was convenient that they had Dex wearing Kotaro's clothes anyway.
Yeah, they did that specifically so they could reuse a lot, so they could use more footage.
Yeah.
There's a couple of shots in this where it's clearly the Japanese guy falling to the ground hurt and Dex getting back up.
Well, obviously, the Japanese guy had better skin tone.
And was probably a better actor.
Probably. There's no probably about it.
I mean, he was an actor, right? That's already two steps ahead of whatever TJ Roberts was. I wonder what he's doing now.
Working at Target?
You know,
I was going to say Kmart.
Ricardo Medina at least was able to go on and be a dancer.
Who?
Cole, yeah. From Wild Force.
A professional dancer.
Red Ranger.
He dances for money.
Yeah. So, yeah, was this the most they cut in footage of Kotaro as Dex in an episode
of
Masked Rider?
Yes.
Because, I mean, that was just, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the entire series is like that. I mean, the first episode does it all over the place.
Mm. I should watch more of Masked Rider. I only have vague memories of it.
I had the entire series downloaded.
Yeah, I noticed. So, yeah, what else happened in this episode?
Well, in the scene where all the Masked Riders are rallying together, you can see Dex standing behind what's supposed to be another Masked Rider warrior, but it's just the Robo-Rider costume from the Super Gold thing again.
Yeah. Well, that was one of, like, five costumes they had to use.
Yeah.
Yeah, I... Five? They had that met... What would... What was the fifth one, then?
Does Furbus count? That could make five.
Well, didn't they have a U.S. Super Gold suit?
Well, even if they had... Well, even if they had all three of RX's forms, that Robo-Rider only makes four.
Actually, I guess it would be six if they have all three of Dex's forms. Because you have to count Dragon and Nefaria, too.
Ah, true. But I don't know if they actually did have a Mega Blue costume.
It looked like Super Blue, whatever it is.
Yeah, Super Blue.
That looked like a U.S. suit at the end of the episode.
Mm.
Because it was so much crappier than the others.
Well, I was thinking because the film grade looked different, but yes.
Oh, of course, the Robo-Rider suit was actually probably the Japanese suit.
Possibly.
Well, probably the Japanese stunt suit, considering how carefully they treated the thing, i.e. not... I almost
like
never
not setting
having,
it on fire?
It moving.
It was probably more falling apart than Rito's suit was.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's probably more that they... were probably going to have to give it back to them.
See, what they should have done is made their own Robo-Rider suit out of, like, cardboard and duct tape.
Leftover VR Trooper stuff.
Yeah, make their own Robo-Rider suit out of a repainted Tyrannosaurus helmet. A repainted Tyrannosaurus helmet. You know, if Masked Rider had gone for a second season, they probably would have done stuff like that.
Probably.
They probably, like, put in, but what series would they, splice in?
Shin?
Shin was only a movie, so there wasn't that much of it.
They, considering the, choices made, they'd probably do something like splice in V3 and introduce a, their own Rider Man.
That would have been so terrible.
Yes.
Well, see, that's kind of the weird thing about them doing Masked Rider when they did. You know, there was a couple of movies in the early 90s, but, you know, there had been no actual series for a long time.
Yeah, Black RX was the last full series until,
Kuga.
Well, was the last full series at that point, and this was, and it was, like, from 89 or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, they kind of had to go with that because that was the series that had the most forms they could make toys out of.
And yet they didn't try to go for using it any footage from Black.
Yeah, I wonder if they could have made that work. And by work, I mean, you know, not really like work, but in a Masked Rider sense.
Well, they...
Because nothing works in Masked Rider.
Yeah. I mean, it probably would have worked better than the J footage.
Yeah, possibly so. Yeah, I mean, I guess they could have somehow hammered Black in there as another power-up form.
Which... And especially since it would still since they could still use footage, since they could still use the unmorphed footage.
Did he wear the same white outfit?
I think
in
so.
Black?
Possibly. We could find out if somebody would subtitle Black or Black RX, damn it.
I thought somebody was subtitling a few episodes of Black.
Well, if they are, there's not enough to go around.
Well, there you go. Of course, you know, if they did do another season and started adapting Black into it, they could have like introduced a new outfit for Dex. If they had to accommodate the source footage having a different set of clothes.
Right.
I'm sure they probably could have eventually budgeted in for more pants.
On that show? I'm not sure.
Oh, one thing I noticed in the credits for this episode, I don't remember if we mentioned this before, but Jason Narvi was the voice of the motorcycle.
Huh.
It doesn't really show, does it?
No.
Well, Jason Narvi's awesome. So.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, completely.
So, okay, you know how the dub actor in Japanese Mighty Morphin Power Rangers has the laugh and everything, just like Jason Narvi? I wonder if the motorcycle in Black RX also sounded like Jason Narvi.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Why the hell not?
So, Fort Max, to your knowledge, did Saban's Masked Rider get dubbed and aired in Japan like Power Rangers did?
Not that I know of.
Because that would be hilarious.
I don't, and I, of course, I don't think VR Troopers or Beetleborgs did either.
That would just be so great if Saban's Masked Rider had been dubbed into Japanese and aired in Japan. And probably would have lasted for 5 episodes.
Really? A whole 5?
Or they would have liked it better.
They're not that insane.
No, Japan loves their Masked Riders. They probably wouldn't stand for Saban's Masked Rider very much. I mean, the first Heisei Rider series, Kuga, had really abysmal special effects, but it still looked better and, of course, more consistent than Saban's Masked Rider.
Everything looks better than Saban's Masked Rider.
Well,
yeah, well,
just didn't. Well, film quality, nah. The only thing that was consistently good in Masked Rider was the film quality.
For the American footage?
Yeah. And that's because they were just using the same stuff that Saban used for every other series.
Right. Because actually, up until they started doing the series in high definition with Kabuto, all of the recent Masked Rider series have looked like they were shot on videotape. Which doesn't really help their appearance any.
Yeah.
It's that whole weird thing where the frame rate is different from usual. Makes it look like a soap opera.
That and the
or
color
something.
Saturation.
Yeah, something. I mean, it doesn't look like a normal TV show when they do that. It looks, you know, cheaper somehow. It looks like a home movie. How about that?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was possible for that footage to look cheaper.
Go watch some episodes of Kuga or Hibiki. Hibiki's got it pretty bad. Of course, as I understand, Hibiki in general is kind of not good.
Of course, does it look as bad as Car Ranger?
I don't know. I haven't watched any full Car Ranger.
Have you seen any of Turbo?
Well, I didn't know if the way Turbo looked was the result of having, like, you know, generations removed copies of the footage.
I don't think that's it, because the Mighty Morphin footage the Zooranger footage used in Mighty Morphin didn't even look that bad.
Sometimes.
But I mean, all the Sentai footage at that point looked like it was a lot older than it really was.
Yeah.
Remember when we watched Kabutak and I think Mickey thought it was from the 80s?
Yeah. Why did you have to bring that up, Kabu?
It was better than Masked Rider, though, wasn't it?
No.
It was interesting.
So
yes.
It was better than Masked Rider. Yeah. Well, it could have been worse. We could have watched Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. Which, no, we're not going to do.
Aww. It's not terrible. It's more the, Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters is more Prince of Space than, than some of the other stuff we've watched.
But still, no. No.
I'll watch Tattooed Alien Fighters if we watch Captain Power, the Soldiers of the Future.
You see, no, it's not going to happen.
You'll break eventually.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you will.
No.
We could watch Armored Heroes.
Again? Well, apparently they are doing...
You could sign the same episode again and we wouldn't know the difference.
Apparently they are doing a second series of Armored Hero too.
Oh, God.
So I'm not sure if the Chinese people just have like a lower standard or maybe the show gets better over time. But it's coming back.
Hooray.
Yeah. I can't say I'm really going to be jumping all over that one. Not like your mom.
You can't exactly jump over her either. Unless you got a f***ing jetpack.
You just better hope she don't try to jump over you.
That sounds like a Soviet-Russia joke.
Yeah, it sort of kind of does, doesn't it? Well, I'm not going to make it.
That's what I said when I tried to jump over your mom.
Of course, when you try to jump...
I just jumped your mom.
When you try to jump over your mom, the problem is that the gravitational pull just, you know, forces you back down. So it doesn't matter how well you can jump, you'll never make it all the way through. It's that whole shrimp Event Horizon thing again.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone this whole time and we haven't even made one Pokemon reference.
Sorry, I've been playing Pokemon the whole time y'all have been talking.
If only that were true.
I caught a Snorlax.
Did you name it your mom?
Is that just a euphemism for you fell asleep?
Yes.
So I guess we should probably, like, wrap that up.
Yeah, what the hell? It
would be a good idea.
Yeah.
End of line.
So yeah, that was the last episode of Saban's Masked Rider.
That we'll ever watch.
It wasn't really that different from the first episode of Masked Rider.
Except we already talked about everything that's worth talking about.
Fort Max?
I am Amazon!
Of course, we talked about that months ago, so...
Yeah, it was funny back then. It's kind of just tired now.
Just like your
mom. Fort Max.
Just like the show.
Just like your mom's vagina. Tired and worn out.
That implies it was ever not tired and worn out.
No, I don't think I implied it was ever not. I don't think that's what it is.
Are we done?
You came face first through your mom's vagina.
What?
You came face first through your mom's vagina.
And who is that addressed to?
Everyone. Except for you lucky C-section babies.
Right. Okay, so next week, well, we won't, what?
What are we doing next week?
Next week, it will be a very Gekki Christmas.
Oh, good. I've been looking for an excuse to watch some Gekki Ranger.
Yeah, and this one.
Fun.
Yeah, this one's great. It's got a kid in it speaking English the whole time.
Is it English or Ingrish?
No, it's English. It's a little white, blonde-haired kid.
Is Gekki Red at a minimum in this episode?
I don't remember. Okay. Why?
I just remember that he's kind of off-putting.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Maybe just get used to him then. I've only seen him in, well, basically two things.
I think
first episode and versus Goanger, so...
I think this episode has a lot of Gekki Chopper.
Which he is, which, white?
Rhino.
Yeah, the Rhino.
Okay.
He's the one who is, the actor is a fluent English speaker, but in the show he doesn't speak a bit of English. Which
so
really,
it's kind of the reverse of Kaku Black.
It really seems like a wasted opportunity,
yeah.
Given this episode.
Yeah, and they used Kaku Black's native English all the time.
Wait, which was Kaku Ranger?
Alien Rangers.
Aliens.
Power Rangers Season 3.
And actually, the actor who played Masked Rider Kabuto is fluent in English also.
Yeah. The actor
but also
played,
doesn't use it in the course of the show.
The actor who played
Masked Rider
Kabuto was born in the U.S.
What?
Well, the actor who played the Black Haku Ranger was born in the U.S.
I think Geki Chopper's actor may have been born in California. I do not remember for sure. Maybe we'll bring that up again next week, but probably not, because we have no continuity on this show.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Yeah.
It is now whatever the AXV decides to load this shit.
Comes out on Tuesdays now.
Sure it does.
Well, now they
now
you jinxed it.
No, really, it comes out on Tuesday.
It's new release day.
What?
It's new release day on Tuesdays.
Yeah, for Superhero Time.
And almost everything else, except for video games.
Well, it was the day on the schedule that was free, so... Besides, it's better than me rushing trying to get this posted same night. That would never happen. Except for times that it did. So yeah, next
those
week
were our good shows.
What?
Those were our good shows.
We
had to share them with the world right away.
The ones I don't have to do anything to.
Oh, right. Like, the week where the show was an episode of Dynaman.
I think that one actually came out late. Okay, so next week we're watching some Geki Ranger.
Yay.
Something
interesting.
With a man in an antelope suit.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah. So, I guess that's our show.
Ray.
Well,
maybe
I think
next week we'll all have gotten Power Rangers Samurai toys for Christmas.
Well, I won't.
I'd rather get coal.
Although, I guess I might buy the Morpher toy just to see what they've done to it, but probably not. Now that
you're
going to
get the Zord?
No Zord.
Why not?
I didn't even buy any of the Power Rangers 2010 toys. Did I?
I don't think
No, I didn't.
You should have got the Dragon Dagger.
Well, if it would have been $10, I would have.
Like $4 is that much of a difference?
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, here's the thing. The original price was like $17. So to get it for $14 isn't that much of a discount. But to get it for $10 is $7 difference. And that's a lot.
Well, seven is more than four. I learned that in Sesame Street.
This episode of Superhero Time is brought to you by the number 2 and the letter X.
And the number whore.
No, that's what your mom is brought to you by.
Oh, that's right.
Also the number 5.
She's not from Sesame Street. She's from 4th Street. On the corner.
Okay, so that's our show.
Ben just set a bowl on fire somehow.
Was he cooking something?
Oh, I see. There's candle wax in it, and he put a wick into it. Okay.
Oh. So he didn't just
like... I see this bowl with like flames coming out the top of it.
So he didn't just like randomly set a bowl on fire.
No,
that would be what Mickey would do.
No, that would be a grease fire.
Set a grease fire off in your mom's pants.
Well, that might have helped sterilize the area.
It explains the burning sensation. Bump, bump.
Yeah. Okay, so that's our show.
Such as it is.
Yeah. Yes. So, thanks for listening. Assuming you have.
Thanks for tolerating us.
We're sorry.
We know it's difficult. It's okay. In another 6 or 8 months, we'll probably have another Your Mom show. So just hang in there until then. Or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, or something.
That's pretty much it. Or something. Bye.
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 This has been Superhero Time. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.
I'll be back in a minute.
He has to pee.
Not necessarily. What was that sound?
That would be Ben opening a soda.
Oh, good. I was afraid that came from Fort Max.
Did you hear that as well?
Hear what?
Yeah. Okay, good.
What was it?
It was a repulsive belch.
Okay, I'm back.
That was fast. Okay, did you even wash your hands?
I got some water.
Dog sure. Water?
Maybe it's best if we just let that one drop. Before
Max
let one drop.
Her pants.
And dies.
Your mom drops. Dead.
Your mom drops it like it's hot.
Because it is burning.
With justice.
Just a mild burning.
Your mom
and chlamydia.
Your mom wouldn't have burning justice. It's something else entirely.
But it is infectious.
Supremely.